dead.
What is this? This is a model of what we're looking at, right? Yep. At the top of the hill. This is what he had at the top of the hill. What is this at the top of the hill?
This is the palace or the fortress or both together of Herod.
So another fortress, because he built a fortress on Masada. Yeah. He builds a fortress here. He makes the hill 100 meters higher.
He built one in Jerusalem for himself. He built the old city there.
So did he live in fear of his life? I mean, he had so many fortresses.
Yes, of course. Yes, we were talking about that he had to look for his security in case there is any kind of revolution against him in Jerusalem. He had where to go.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And he liked to have his options open, right?
Yeah, but look at it. It's so geometrical formation here. See, a circle. Every tower is another circle within the main circle. Uh-huh. It's like, you can imagine, if you were not here and you see this plan on the map, so 2,000 years ago, yeah. Who would build it like this? What for? Who will build a mountain for it? Because you are on a built mountain. Look at it. Look around. You control 360 degrees around you. You control everywhere here. That's beautiful. Mm. Yeah.
It's an incredible structure, too.
Look down there. Look down there. Yeah. Other floors down there.
Yeah.
They are underground today. Maybe when they built it, it was not underground, but they covered it as a mountain. We don't know what was the beginning. He built the mountain and then he digged his palace into it or whatever. Everything is open.
Mm. Amazing.
Yeah. And what about water once again?
What about water? Where does he get the water?
There is not a lot of place to drainage the water. Once again, you are in the desert. But he drainage every drop of water, into... down there, subterranean water storages.
Little reservoirs.
Yeah, you want to go there?
Yeah, sure. It's going
to be. We're going to go there, yes.
Okay.
Many stairways to go down, but we'll do that.
We can do it.
What? You're a man of information. Tom came here and I asked the question, what was it about this place that had some meaning? Tell the world what you saw and why, how it affected you.
Well, a synagogue in Herodian's palace. It seems to me like it was a little bit of everything, mixture. To make everybody happy, a little bit of this religion, a little bit of that, so everybody will be happy.
Okay.
Just seemed odd.
All right.
They need synagogue. They were Jews.
Yeah.
He was Jew, but he didn't. He was a Roman follower, you know.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
But he built the synagogue. Herod built the synagogue on Masada to keep the workers and the soldiers happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So here we are in Herodian, and there's another synagogue, and he would have built it for the same reason.
And I might be wrong. Maybe he used synagogue also.
Maybe.
Maybe he was a Jew. Don't forget, he was half Jew.
He was half Jew.
Yeah. Maybe for Yom Kippur, he went to the shul.
He was an Edomite convert, right?
Right. Yeah.
But did he convert for political reasons? What was the reasons for his conversion?
No, I think the family was already mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he went into, was growing up into such atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's what really hit me. Do you know what happened in Roman bathhouses?
Oh, yeah.
No? Anybody?
Other than a bath?
Yeah, okay. So maybe, Shuki, maybe sometimes Herod would have his Roman guests come.
Of course.
He'll have his Roman guests come, and they'll say, where's the bathhouse? And you'll say, here is the bathhouse. And then right across there is the synagogue. And again, this is what I love about seeing this picture. So you've got the synagogue and you've got the bathhouse, two different, completely different things right in the same area. And I think this is what's happening
the
in
Roman
many.
Roman culture on one side.
Roman culture over here. The Jewish culture over there. Going together.
Yeah. And so what's wrong with the Roman culture and the Jewish culture working together?
Sounds like Christianity.
Say it again?
Sounds like Christianity.
Okay. He said it. I didn't. Now, let's do this. We're going to go into the Roman bathhouse, okay? Come on. Come on, everybody.
Somebody's got to be here to dig you.
Come on in, Joel. We got this. So what was wrong with King Herod? What was the issue with King Herod? Anybody? What do you think was the issue with King Herod?
King Herod?
Yes.
First of all, he was half Jew.
He was mixed.
He was half Edomite.
Edomite
Jew.
Convert. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he became to be king because he married the queen.
Yeah.
So, okay, and he took it by force. And he studied, where he spent a long time of his youth in Rome. So he studied Roman culture. Then he came to be the king of the Jews. Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, continue, you kid.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. How biblically do you become king of the Jews?
You're
What's
anointed.
The biblical process to become
anointed.
King of the Jews?
Tribe of Judah.
You have to become anointed.
Say that again.
Anointed.
Anointed by who?
The prophet.
Priest.
The high priest.
So let me ask a question. Who anointed King Herod?
No one.
King Herod anointed himself.
That's right.
And he went to the Romans and said, Romans, and I'm sorry for getting excited. He went to the Romans, he said, listen, I could be a good leader for you. I could protect you. I could make sure that your interests are okay. And the Romans said, Bethesda, you're now king.
Like
and you know what? There was a group of people who thought that that was not God's will, and guess where they lived?
In
Qumran.
In Qumran.
Do you know what else Herod did? And then I'll end this. You know what else Herod did? He looked at his brother and saw. Looked at his brother-in-law and he said, "You'll be high priest."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Told his brother-in-law, "You'll be high priest." So here's what happens in Jerusalem. So we come here and we see the wonderful temple from 2,000 years ago, and we see all that and we think, "Wow, isn't this amazing?" And it really is amazing. But one of the things we have to understand is we have to understand the man behind all of these buildings.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? You got to understand something about the man. So that's all I want to say.
Before the year 44 BC, the Hashmonean dynasty, Pilate dynasty, they kept the laws. The high priest was high priest, everything was okay. Then came Pompeius, before he was Caesar, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was still okay. But from the minute Herod became to be king, an absolute king under God and Caesar, yeah, everything started to be matter of money, matter of status, matter of aristocracy, and then people went to Qumran, Jesus protested on the temple, and this is very close to something that had to explode. It exploded in the Jewish revolts against the Romans.
So tonight, when we go to, I think it's the temple tonight or tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night
we'll have the real thing that I really think, what I really think about this whole thing.
Wait,
but
you're
in the
not
meantime,
telling us what you really think?
No, tomorrow night.
So Keith, by this stage, both messiahs have been replaced.
Uh-huh.
He makes his brother the high priest,
right.
The Mashiach.
Right.
He makes himself king, the
right.
Mashiach.
Right.
Both of them are counterfeits.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a false, you have the appearance of godliness, but not really that which is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, let me just say something again. There's not a tour group that says they want to go to Herodian. We're a tour group that wants to bring a bus up here to Herodian because this is a very significant place. This is the man who built the temple. You understand? I have thoughts about that. This is the man that the Jews didn't love him. Okay, for many, many reasons. He killed Miriam, the last from the Hashmoni's family. His wife, he killed her, the son, he killed her brothers that could be continue the dynasty of the Hashmonians. He killed them all. Okay, he built a temple, but he built Roman cultural things. Hippodrome, theater,
right.
Amphitheater, with many statues, not in Jerusalem. No. He built in Jerusalem without the statues. He had a red line not to cross, but he built the whole Caesarea city, Roman city, with Roman temples in Eretz Israel. Yeah, so he built for the Romans much more, but he gave the Jews the biggest temple they ever could dream of.